and today's Great Escape brings together the thrill of diving into the unknown, but mixes a little bit of mystery with a little bit of history as well, and all deep beneath the deep blue sea. We're talking wreck diving, and Kelly Jandick McFadden has seen a lot of wrecks, both here and in around the world, and joins us on the line. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Good morning. It looks like it's going to be a lovely morning to be out on the water today.
Well, I'll be checking in with Helen. What's it going to be like to be out under the water today is also what I imagine you'd be wondering. How did you get into wreck diving specifically?
Oh, look, I started diving just over 20 years ago. I was just fascinated with everything that that lived under the water and started reef diving first, and then was encouraged to look at a couple of wrecks off Sydney. So my first wreck dive was the SS Myola, which is off the northern beaches of Sydney.
Wow.
And I was just immediately fascinated by the story that a wreck could tell you. It's like walking through a museum on land, but with all the freedom of being able to see all of the marine creatures that are around a wreck, but also to be able to see and touch, the wreck itself. And they tell a really lovely story, and some of my favourite wrecks are the ones that, are really still quite untouched. They were never salvaged. So over in Truk Lagoon, for example, in Micronesia, they've done a great job in, maintaining the wrecks. You can, still go diving. There's telephones, there's crockery, there's cutlery, and you can actually see how the people, whether it was a warship or a passenger cruiser, how they were living and using that wreck at that time.
That sounds amazing, particularly somewhere like Truk Lagoon, because from what I gather, there was a mass, like 400 Japanese soldiers killed, and so you've got this immense sense of history and loss when you're diving down there.
There's some wrecks that I have dived on, both in Sydney and around the world, that when you you sink below the water and your head sort of drops below the ocean, and you feel like you're in you've totally left your life behind on land. And there's a couple of wrecks where you just sort of drop down onto the wreck and you feel like you're going back in history. There's a wreck over in Truk Lagoon, and there was over 400 Japanese sailors that had died on this wreck. It essentially was carrying ammunition, and when it was bombed, it just blew up, and there's a massive crater in the sand where you can see, just how powerful the bomb blast was.
Wow.
There's the wreck of the Rainbow Warrior over in New Zealand, where some people died on that wreck as well. And you can just get a real sense of, that people were lost in this piece of history, but a tragedy itself.
On ABC Radio Sydney, Kelly McFadden is with us. We're looking at the nature of wreck diving. I've got this image though of there being just the sound of breathing and bubbles, not much light. It sounds almost like a surreal experience.
It does feel very surreal, and I think the deeper that you dive, you can also get what's called nitrogen narcosis, which is where you just feel like you're very relaxed. You do have to keep a watch on it because, it can get you into trouble if you're not paying attention to your body. But it does give you that sense of being really relaxed and calm and just almost in this sort of a euphoric state. And I think that adds to the joy, really, of when you're swimming around at depth and looking at a wreck and, just really enjoying it and not worrying about everything else of your day-to-day stress that's happening up on land.
What about claustrophobia if you're on one of those wrecks and you've gone deep within the bowels of a craft? Does claustrophobia sometimes kick in?
Oh, look, it can. And really, what we call penetration diving throughout a wreck, particularly the deeper wrecks, are really only for those divers who are quite experienced in doing so. You've got to be careful about, being inside a wreck and where they actually might get quite silty, and being very careful that you don't knock around any of the silt, because then your visibility is immediately reduce.
Mm-hmm.
But in saying that, a lot of the wrecks in Sydney, predominantly, there's not too much penetration that you can do. One of my favourite wrecks, the SS Tugra, which is off down the Royal National Park way of Sydney, it's quite open, but there's some places where you can go right up into the stern. And as with all wrecks, they're deteriorating over time. And we only found out recently, a couple of years ago, a part of the shelf of, or the hull of the stern of this wreck had fallen away, and it revealed a big wall of engineering tools that were lined up, as you would see in somebody's garage, you know, that were lined up against this wall, and we'd never seen these tools there before. And so it's amazing to actually still see, you know, tools that someone, you know, this engineer had used on this coal collier many, many years ago.
And there's another one off Sydney. I know as a landlubber, I can stand on the north end of Maroubra and line up this wonderful little sculpture to see the Malabar.
That's right. Well, the suburb of Malabar was actually named after the motor vessel Malabar, and that was wrecked back in 1931 during the Depression years. And I remember seeing some photos of the headland there at what would be Little Bay or Long Bay.
Yeah.
And where it was Easter time, and rather than going to the Easter show and the like, people would actually come and have a look at this wreck as it was, you know, starting to fall apart on the rocks there. And you can actually still dive that. It's more wreckage now. But you can still dive that by boat, or, you know, if you're quite fit and willing to, you can walk around on the headland and dive in as a shore dive.
Those are a couple that you've mentioned, the Tugra and the Malabar. Is Sydney got good wreck diving sites around it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's, you know, diving for everyone. So there's some shallower wrecks that are more in the 25 to 30 metre mark.
Mm.
You've got the Royal Shepherd. That's just outside Sydney Heads, and that's got its boiler and engine. You can see the drive shaft and the flywheel. You've got some of the deeper wrecks, like the SS Undola. That's also down south off Gurry Beach. And that sank in 1918, so it'll be 100 years next year. And actually, the Undola does have some links to the Titanic. They have their bathrooms and their toilets are actually all made by the same manufacturer. But there's some other great little wrecks around as well. There's the Hilda, or the SS Bombo, which was another coal collier, and that capsized and sunk just in 30 metres. It's upside down, but that's just off Wollongong Harbour.
Kelly McFadgen is with us, a veteran wreck diver. When you look around the world, you've mentioned places like Truck Lagoon, but there's also other ones that wreck divers aspire to go to?
Oh, look, some of my other favourite places is the Solomon Islands. There's a wreck over there called the USS Aaron Ward. It was my deepest ever dive, so I dived to 72 metres on that wreck.
Wow.
And what I loved about that wreck is the story that it told. So on its decks, in about 50 metres, they have anti-aircraft guns. These are like big machine guns that are on A-frames bolted to the deck. And as you're going down onto the wreck, you can actually see them all still pointing up to the surface of the ocean. So, you know, that war vessel actually went down, you know, with all those sailors still fighting, you know, trying to fight back at the planes that were trying to get it. There's also I feel privileged having to be able to go over to Scarpa Flow, which is right up the top of Scotland in the Orkney Islands, and dive the World War I battleships up there.
Wow.
So these are the German battleships, which are the dreadnoughts, with the really, really thick armour plating. Very cold up there, and nowhere near as nice as diving in Sydney. But just to be able to dive on different types of wrecks around the world is you know, it's absolutely fascinating. And it's something that, you know, with anybody with a reasonable level of fitness can actually get into.
Now, you mentioned penetration diving and wreck diving. So wreck from, excuse my naivety, but I gather wreck diving is going in and swimming around the wreck, and then penetration is actually going into the wreck and exploring. Is that right?
Yeah. Look, a lot of the wrecks in Sydney, you can really only go around them because they're more what you call, I suppose, wreckage, where they've fallen apart or they've come away. Whereas if you really want to, there's some like the Kalooly off DY. You can actually go quite inside into an enclosed area. And that's what you'd refer to as penetration diving. Very similar to, you know, if you're diving inside a cave and you're penetrating inside a cave.
Sounds amazing. But are there many women that do the wreck diving with you?
Oh, I think it's definitely increased from what it was, you know, 30, 40 years ago. But there are a lot of women in diving now. You know, we'll go out on our boat and it wouldn't be unusual to have, you know, three or four women on board. So it's quite popular. It's you know, it's a recreation that both women and men alike can really enjoy, and there's interest for everybody, really, whether you like reefs or wrecks. Yeah,
it sounds as though it's sort of a very gender neutral pursuit.
It is. It's maybe years ago where, you know, it was the equipment was probably a lot bulkier, a lot heavier, and probably wasn't quite suited to the physique of females. But certainly these days it's an activity that everybody can enjoy. We also have friends that have younger children, 13 years old, and they're also learning to dive.
Wow, that'd be great as well. Mm. So is there a club or is it just an informal gathering?
So my friends and husband and I, we're involved in a social diving club, and there are clubs around Sydney, and there's also quite a few diving shops both on the north and the southern side of Sydney, and they also have you know, their shop based clubs as well. So you know, if somebody wants to go diving in Sydney, there's many places and people that they can go diving with.
Wow, it's been absolutely illuminating. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And where are you off diving next?
Look, I hope to do some sailing and diving up in Queensland next, and hope to potentially get out to some of the reefs, hopefully be out at Lady Musgrave Island and do some of the reef diving out there during the week.
Gee, you've got a good life.
Well, it's something that I really love doing. It's it relaxes me, and at the same time I feel like I'm seeing a part of the world that's just absolutely special.
Hey, Kelly McFadgen, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
You're on ABC Radio Sydney.